Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Drake May is playing so well, it's not like, oh, he's doing pretty good for the second year. Or, you know, he's doing good compared to Caleb and Et Al, all those other guys. No, he's doing well compared to anybody else in the league. He's doing well compared to Allen, Hurts, Herbert, anybody you want. And I know the Colts are the biggest story of the year so far. They got pounded kind of yesterday. The Patriots are in their rearview mirror as the story of the year. And so is Vrabel as coach of the year. And May, they're really good right now. And yes, Jamie, it is quiet, but not for long.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's 4 o'clock. Sun's starting to go down.
Oh, it's basically nighttime.
Yep.
Night-night.
Tis
Boo.
Here. This is where the bitching hour started on the old version of this show.
Oh, remember that? T's and P's.
It gets dark, and then I get cranky, and he's always cranky, so then we butted heads later in the show.
It's just funny. I used to listen from 2 to 3:30.
That was the good times. When the sun's out, we were like nice, and then all of a sudden the sun goes down, we would start to fight. But the Patriots showed some fight yesterday. They got a victory in a league where, yes, Mike Vrabel, it is hard to win. Even though there are plenty of bad teams out there, it is still hard to win. And Stiz loves when
beer.
I do teases. And beer. And pasta. And that may be some of the issues we've been talking about. But let's get back to the teases. He loves teases, the non-caloric teases. I'm going to tease to tomorrow because I'm going to be working on something, a little research tonight that I want to look into. And you can play along because we don't necessarily have to agree. But I think a good way to assess football teams right now, as you're in the middle of the season and we're like, wow, all these teams have two losses. How do I compare them? I'm going to look at every team's best win and worst loss and get that all listed and see how the Patriots compare to some of those teams. And I'll tell you what the root of this is, basically.
Mm.
It's people bitching about the Patriots maybe not being that good. This weekend's game,
to their schedule.
Yeah, the schedule, you know, giving the doubters some more fire or fuel because you should have lost to the Falcons. And also, looking at the Packers, a team that has lost to the Browns and the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Super Bowl contender that's lost to the Browns and the Panthers.
And tied the Cowboys.
You smoked.
Yes.
You smoked those two teams. So I think this little comparative exercise for Stiz, we'll do it tomorrow. That's like a 24-hour tease, Stiz. I know you love those.
It's a horizontal tease.
The best win and the worst loss.
But the schedule's been a joke.
Every team in the everybody's schedule's a joke. The league's kind of a joke. There's a lot of crappy teams out
like
there.
Like the Colts. I can just like think about the Colts. Like they have 2 1-score losses as well. But they were outright defeated by the Steelers. They didn't give the Steelers the game. They got beat.
And didn't look good doing so.
No, they looked pretty ugly.
At least Drake looked
good,
except for a couple really ugly turnovers in that game. Otherwise, he played pretty well.
They didn't have a reminder. By the way, this guy, Kyle Duggar, yesterday apparently started and played 77 of 78 snaps.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He played 77 of 78 snaps?
How happy do you think he is?
And the Colts, who everybody loved.
Oh, and his paycheck showed up from Foxborough.
The Colts, who everybody loved and have two MVP candidates. he played well against them. The defense that shut down Jonathan Taylor and shut down Daniel Jones included the safety that you paid to go away.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
just,
you know, Mike Vrabel
just put a little burst in my bubble.
Mike Vrabel flexed all over the Colts so hard. How hard did he do it? That he was willing to send one of his safeties to Pittsburgh to beat them in advance of whenever they face them and kick their ass.
More chess.
So
just
much
like Parker
chess.
Romo going.
So much chess.
Parker Romo sneaky won the job. He keeps Borregales and sends him to Atlanta.
If you could, please. That's a Patriots legend, Parker Romo.
So, Fitzy, do you know which NFL team has the best chance to make the playoffs right now, according to the Athletics playoff predictor?
I'm going to say it's too easy to say Patriots. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, you should have probably gone with the easy answer. 97% chance.
97%.
The New England Patriots, a team with a second-year quarterback who's in his first year as the starter, has a first-year head coach, won four games a year ago, actually three, should have picked number one overall, now has the best chance. Now, obviously, this is a combination of how they are playing and who they are playing, what the schedule looks like, and we've all heard it, although it seems to be a moving target, and I know a little something about moving the goalposts. I was told it was the easiest schedule down the home stretch.
But the schedule's been a joke.
Since 1978, and then recently I was told, well, it's the second easiest in the NFL this season. I'm like, how did it go from historic to not even the easiest? Anyway, Patriots play a crappy schedule, and they're playing good football. They're playing winning football. Do they deserve to have the highest chances? And I know there's no deserve about it. It's probably some computer
deserves
that spits
got
it
nothing
out,
to do with it.
Right? It's a computer that spits it out. Do they deserve? Because your Bills are 95%. They're right behind them.
They're my Bills?
Well, you gave them as your answer.
Okay, all right.
And then right behind them would be the Eagles, 94%.
Solid,
although the
yes.
computers might need to keep updating the Eagles as the Eagles update their roster.
And continue trading for talent and going for it because Howie Roseman is not afraid.
And still has eight picks in the draft.
Yeah.
I don't know how this guy does it. It's one of those where you're like, do they not have a salary cap? How come they can always add talent?
But Belichick was able to turn Garoppolo into 43 different picks.
Do you think the Patriots deserve the best odds to make the playoffs?
About as good as. Remember, I just said Bills, but I only said Bills barely over the Patriots because I thought they were too obvious. So, yes, they do. Considering their strength of schedule going forward, considering the way that they're playing, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. They are going to prove everyone, like me, who had them pegged for double-digit wins and then backed off of it out of a few minor preseason trepidations, look like a fool. And I will tell you, I will eat that humble pie dry. I will eat that humble pie with hot sauce, however you prefer to serve it to me.
Stiz, were you asking something about Fitzy flip-flopping?
Yeah, I'll do a lot of flip-flopping today.
Yeah?
Today?
Oh, yeah? How's your pasta?
Oh, wow. He makes it personal.
Yeah,
he lashed out. You backed him into a sports corner, and he lashed out personally at you. I know something about that. That means when you're about to lose
I know
an argument. But yesterday's game, I do think, because of Drake May's performance, gave critics some ammunition. I think some people look at that game and say, I told you that wasn't sustainable. Drake May's not that good. He can't carry them forever. There's you know, little hiccups here and there. Those are going to grow. As you know, that wasn't the accuracy on deep balls, for example, not sustainable. And when he doesn't have those, are they as good? Can they sustain drives? Do they have a good enough off? Oh, Ramondre Stevenson didn't play. The running backs, did they step up?
Kind of. Much of an update on Mondre, by the way.
Vrabel, I don't
just
feel
said,
great
like,
about that.
He's like, yeah, he was in there yesterday morning getting treatment.
Doing conditioning.
Yep. Okay, so that means I heard nothing about like, oh, he'll be ready for football.
Is he going to play?
No, that's not.
Is he ready to play? And it's so weird because some of us wanted to run Ramondre out of town, and now we're like, he's not playing. You need
him. Who was that?
That was everybody who hated fumbles.
Oh, yeah? Do you think the Ravens would still accept your call if you offered Ramondre for Derrick Henry?
I do not think the Ravens would accept my call for that trade. But did the Patriots fuel the critics yesterday? Did they give those that are haters or thought we were getting too far ahead of ourselves with either Drake May and or the Patriots, did they give them a little fodder yesterday?
No. They need to do it two games in a row or two out of three. They need multiple examples. They started slow. And then there were turnovers. Yesterday, look, they took a punch back. They were, like I told you yesterday on Six Rings, they finished the 12-round fight. They may have been in the guard position a couple of times against the ropes and in the corner in the 11th and the 12th round. But, you know, they also hit enough jabs back that they were able to win exactly what they needed to win the fight. They won 24-23. And over this little stretch, this little micro gauntlet, if you will, of, okay, face one of the best defenses in the NFL. Myles Garrett is going to come after Drake May. Pass the test. All right, the Falcons, they're looking to redeem themselves. Their roster is much better than the record indicates. They need to prove that they belong in the postseason picture. They're going to come after you on Sunday. Well, you held on. You barely did. Probably should have won by more, but you did. And now you go face a potential Super Bowl contender and an MVP candidate on the road. This is a great series of tests for your Patriots.
Can I give you a cautionary tale of a team once coached by Mike Vrabel?
Sure.
The 2022 Tennessee Titans.
Oh, is that the 7-game sliders?
Yeah. They were 7-3 as of November 17th, so a little bit later in the season. One extra game there.
Okay.
You know what their final record was?
I think it was 7-10.
7-10. They went on to lose 7 straight games. And Mike Vrabel lived that up close and personal.
Talk about dropping the pasta.
I think that's a perfect example why he's telling his team every win matters. Like, if you win, enjoy it, because it doesn't come easy. You can be 7-3 and on top of the world in the division, and then you can be 7-10 and well on your way to getting fired a few months later.
Well, they did also have Ryan Tannehill at the helm, and I think, had they just dealt away A.J. Brown, or they were about to?
No, they
still had A.J. Brown.
Yes, yeah, still had A.J. Brown.
Funny that they would have that much talent and find a way to... He couldn't pull them up out of that tailspin.
So the 2022 Titans were led by... Tannehill was their leading passer. Derrick Henry was their leading rusher. 1,538 yards.
Damn, a team.
Brown was gone.
He was.
Woods was their leading receiver. Robert Woods had 527 yards.
Yeah.
Tannehill had 2,500 yards passing, so he didn't exactly light it
up.
That's half a good season.
And yeah, that's about where Drake May is right now, so there you go.
I just wonder if that's a cautionary tale. That's a Vrabel coach team, because we think of Vrabel as very even-keeled, right? Like, not too high, not too low, mature, competent, all
much
these
more so than I think many of us anticipated.
And they went on a 7-game losing streak under his direction to end a season. And I think there are still people that don't trust Drake May. Like, as much as Drake May has built a fan base among media members and everybody, there's still doubters out there for Drake May.
There could be some anti-Drake May MVP fodder in the canon from yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I think it would resonate more if Taylor hadn't sucked and Jones hadn't sucked and Patrick Mahomes hadn't sucked. You know, like, those guys all sucked.
Is today the day? I mean, we have a long week of radio, but is today the day where we can start the whole, now maybe I think the Chiefs might not make the playoffs conversation?
Oh, no, I think they make the playoffs. Yeah, I'm still not sold that the Chiefs are done. I'm not. But what I am getting sold on is those of you that wanted to
be tight.
Bury the Ravens or even bury the Bills after you beat them, then they kind of fall on their face against Atlanta. Don't bury the Bills. Don't bury the Ravens. They're both going to be in the It won't surprise. A lot of people picked that as your AFC title game. Won't surprise me if that's your AFC title game.
How about this? Okay, so we're not going to bury the Chiefs, and we're not going to leave them out of the playoff picture. May I make this proclamation? The Chiefs will not be in the AFC Championship.
I do think there's a good chance this is the first year for Patrick Mahomes that he's not in the AFC Championship. Yes.
Yeah.
And because the Chiefs...
And it won't be his fault. He'll play his ass off, but the team around him just isn't vibing.
They don't score. They don't score points.
Funny
when they win,
helps or
it's
hurts.
Because their defense does the job. And that's a tough way to play. Now, he's Patrick Mahomes and he's Andy Reid. You still have a little bit of that Belichick-Brady. They're not that good anymore.
Do they surprise you with a trade? Dude, what if they go get Waddle?
It would
Waddle?
Never surprise me because they're aggressive.
What if they got Waddle?
That would not be good for the rest of the AFC.
No.
If they got Waddle. Because last night when he was throwing a Hail Mary or a second-to-last Hail Mary to Tyquan Thornton, I was like, poor guy. You're trusting Tyquan Thornton in traffic?
We could tell you.
You've seen
that.
The guy's wrists? They're toothpicks. You think he's going to go up and fight for the ball? Meanwhile, he tipped it, and it almost landed in Rice's hands.
The arms of Rice's, yeah.
Yeah, as he runs behind
he was
him.
Looking for it, yeah.
617-779-7937. Let's work in the phone calls. Did the Patriots give the haters some fuel yesterday? Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Guys, I'm not a hater. You know it, man. But I did have them not getting past the 8.5 wins. So I got to eat a little crow on that, too. But here's the deal about May. I really don't want to see him run as much. I do. He can run just to get, you know, get out of the traffic in there, look for some receivers and throw it. Because look at what happens. We need a line like Seattle last night, man. Seattle's got an unbelievable line. That's what we need for this kid. And the thing on top of that, he's, you know, look at these quarterbacks. When they do run like last night, God forbid, they get hurt. So you want to try and limit it because we're thin as it is right now. We need more guys that are solid to help this kid go forward.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Let's get some beef. Let's trade for some beef by 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Or you might just have to realize you got a rookie left tackle and a rookie left guard, and those guys are going to get better with Drake, and you'll have a better line in a year or 2 years.
Look, I know we're going to get more into the trade deadline. In addition to the fact that this team is good enough to invest in, maybe not all out crazy Eagle style or, you know, mortgage the farm, you know, like give up a 2 for Sanu type of trades. You don't know when you're going to be back. You could be the Commanders next year. You could have a 7-game random slide, even if you believe you're super talented. You just don't know. You can't take any opportunity to not only be in the postseason, but to be a higher seed in the postseason. You can't take it for granted. You don't know when you're going to come back. Regression happens in the parity of the NFL.
And often happens. Often predictably happens. We've seen it with Houston in a similar young quarterback injects life into a franchise. The next year, they have a step back. We've seen it in Washington. Young quarterback injects life, step back. And if I'm Mike Vrabel, the Commanders are what I'm looking at. They went to the NFC title game, and then they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to invest because we want to get over the top and go to the Super Bowl.
We're going to get a bunch of expatriates.
Laremy Tunsil. We're going to add depth with guys like Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise. Now you're not going to make the playoffs. So that's great, but you had the opportunity last year, just like the Patriots have the opportunity this year. They have 7 wins.
Yep.
The computers say they have a 97% chance to make the playoffs.
That's almost certainty. It's like that's 28-3.
So you're basically in the playoffs. You're basically in the playoffs right now. And as I mentioned earlier, Dan Marino, oh, he goes to the Super Bowl in his second. Oh, he'll be there many times. Never goes. That is the sense of entitlement that I actually think Mike Vrabel wants to get rid of. And he needs to get rid of the sense of entitlement in his own philosophy at the trade deadline. Go get talent. Win now. Is there anything that says you couldn't go to the Super Bowl right now? Because I don't think there is.
No, there is nothing. No, of course not.
You're going to be at the playoffs. You have a quarterback who at any point played the number one defense in Cleveland. What happened?
Just make it rain. Make it rain touchdowns in the third quarter.
Dogfight to blowout like that. That's the talent you have at quarterback. Am I predicting it? No. But can it happen? Yes. And as Ted has brought up, who knows what happens in some other games? All of a sudden, we're fearing the Ravens come January.
Yeah, well, but they may not even make the playoffs in the first place. The Bengals can't stop a nosebleed.
Even if they do, and we're fearing them, they could get knocked off by somebody else, just like happens all the time in the National Football
League. The Chargers now are weakened because Joe Alt is injured for the second time, and they have no starting running back depth themselves. Like, every single team in the AFC, Andy, that is either a playoff team or a supposed Super Bowl contender has warts, issues, or questions.
So, just under 24 hours from now, Mike Vrabel, if you stand pat or do very little because you're building for the long haul or you're building to go to the Super Bowl in 2026 or 2027, I think that is dumb. I think that is foolish. Do not have entitlement. Do not assume you can go to the playoffs or the Super Bowl every year. You're close this year. Yes, Diz.
Well, I was just thinking, like, you know, you said, oh, you know, they were down and then they, second half, they come back and they roll. But the opposite is true as well. Like, yesterday, you know, we're up 21-7 and then everything changes, right? So I think yesterday did give some of the Patriots haters a little fodder because, you know, that kid hits that extra point, it's a tie game, and who knows what happens in overtime.
I think you lose. I didn't have a lot of faith in them winning that game. So, if that game got tied
up. So you barely walked out of Gillette yesterday with that dub.
But did you win?
Yeah, you did.
Did that help your 97% chance with the computers to make the playoffs?
Yes, of course. But I would just say, it would. Like I said, I think it did give some Patriots that were doubters, you know, hey, that was close. That was a little too close
for
comfort.
And as I told Fitzy on the Six Rings postgame show last night, to me, you're now kind of even on the weird game ledger or went the wrong way ledger. You coulda, shoulda, woulda, mighta, oughta beat the Raiders and the Steelers. You didn't. You coulda, shoulda, woulda, mighta, oughta lost to the Falcons and the Dolphins. You didn't. So you're 2-2 in those games.
So walk away,
evened it out.
To walk away from the table just like, all right, dealer, I'm good. Thank you so much. Casino hands.
617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in another phone call. Let's go to Jack in Maine. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the show, and I'm so glad you're both on here.
Thanks,
Fitzy,
bud.
Fitzy, your emceeing of the Brady ceremony was amazing. 10 out of 10.
Thank you,
and
sir.
And Andy, you're my favorite analyst of the Patriots. When you used to be on the other channel in Portland, I'd always switch away to WEA just to listen to you talk once or twice a week there. So you guys are the best.
Thanks, Jack.
And the Marcus Jones interview was great. What a great guy he is. The one thing I wanted to talk about was trade deadline's tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Everyone's talking about running back and wide receiver and edge and all that stuff. I think we're pretty good in all those areas as long as Ramondre can come back and be effective. What I worry about, and I don't want to jinx things, is that what if one of the O-line guys go down? We don't really have good backups for that. And, Andy, I think you're the only guy out there saying we need O-line depth. And that's really what I hope they would get, is even two O-line guys in case somebody gets hurt. What do you guys think of that?
That's a great point, Jack. Anything else you wanted to get to before I let you go?
No, I'm all set. I could give you more compliments.
No, please.
Oh,
Jack,
call back
our line
anytime,
is breaking
Jack.
Up.
Oh, call Jack. Back anytime,
actually, thank
Jack.
You, Jack, for the we both received our
Jack,
you got our flowers.
I'm being accused on the Twitch chat of that being an AI call that I produced and had call in.
No, that's sounded not AI, like just a well-paid plant.
Yep.
No, Andy's informant. AI.
Actually, you know how I know? Andy, well done, Stanley. Good for you. You know how I know that wasn't a plant? Actually, no, it was a plant, because what he did was he threw everyone sent off because he had the caller first compliment me. Now, everyone knows no way Andy would possibly have.
I would have never written that into the script with my
never
AI
would have, no.
chip
yeah.
friend.
Oh,
that's an extra $50.
Fitzy on stage at the Brady night. What a fraud.
All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get to this Mike Vrabel exchange with Chris Curtis on the Greg Hill Show this morning about strength of schedule and, you know, apologizing for wins and do they have a soft schedule and who has a good schedule. We'll deal with that next here on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
WEEI. That was a teaser taste of Mike Vrabel from the Greg Hill Show this morning. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local. member, DIF/FDIC.
Yes.
So that little smirk, what could he have been talking about there, Mike Vrabel, with Greg Hill Show this morning? He was in a pretty good mood, too.
He won.
Well,
they had victory
so
shots.
So did Drake May.
Yeah.
Not sure he was in a pretty good mood.
He's a different guy. Mike Vrabel has, that's part of what Vrabel was probably talking to Drake May about on the sideline when Drake looked very down yesterday after his second turnover. Vrabel's been through it. Vrabel's gone through the wash. He's had the ups. He literally had the greatest season of all time slip through his hands, but he's also a three-time Super Bowl champ. He made it to the playoffs, to an AFC championship. Also whizzed away seven straight 1 year as a coach. This guy gets it.
So, Stiz, to set this up, we are going to listen to the full cut of Mike Vrabel's answer this morning, but we're also going to get the question from Chris Curtis, correct? Because that's a key factor in the whole back and forth.
Where's your football? Do you have it in your hands?
I don't have my football.
Where's the visor?
I don't have a visor. Oh, Curtis won't like this segment if I don't have a football or a visor.
You're not living up to your stereotypes, Andy.
No, I'm sorry. Of course, I didn't really live up to him the day that it was said either, but... Dan Ball, the best producer in the business, gave me my football. Now we can officially... Roll Chris Curtis's question to Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
The national conversation is that the team's 7-2, but the schedule's been a joke. And how do you balance, obviously, a young team, six straight wins, you're at the top of the division, playing great. How do you balance sort of keeping them in check, but also letting them know that anything is possible the rest of this way?
Be the same every day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you want me to comment on the schedule or you want me to comment on my message to the team? What are you trying to do? You're working a lot into there.
Stop. So Mike Vrabel noticed there was a lot in there. And Chris Curtis, and we all do this, first of all. I'm not going to put this on Chris Curtis. We've all been like, you know, nationally they're talking about this. And then you ask the guy that you talk to every week a question sort of based off that background information. So
sure.
I'm not going to shame Chris Curtis for that
yet.
Part. Dan Ball?
No, I'm not either. When I see somebody Mike Vrabel or Ted Johnson size as I'm asking an inflammatory question, I too would go, and then ask a different question.
Which I think it's more remarkable that I asked Cole Strange if he was at a career crossroads while standing right next to him and looking way up
but
to
him. But wasn't Ted right there?
You wouldn't ask that if
Ted
you were,
was
you
over
were
to
yourself.
My left.
Chris. But he was still like, it was like, oh, he brought his bouncer.
Yes. Yeah, and Ted
he
wanted
brought his
to
body, he brought his bodyguard.
Little did he know, Ted wanted to fight me too for the question. If he had known, they would have beat the hell out of me and taken turns beating the snot out of me.
And they both
question.
Looked right over your head and rolled their eyes at each other when you asked it.
Kinda. Okay, roll Mike Vrabel responding to Chris Curtis.
Charlie, you're working a lot into there. I mean, is that the national perspective or is that your...
Is this
I can only coach one team at a time. I don't make the schedule.
Wait, pause. Is that Greg? Is that deep, like...
That's Greg.
That's Greg. That's the birthday
Happy birthday.
Boy.
Yes. Happy birthday. He was a little, there was almost a wheeze in that laugh, though, like he caught himself up. But yes, happy, I believe, 60th Eve is what Coco was calling it, his 59th birthday. And he
is that how we've rebranded it?
Seemed how she branded it, and it seemed that Greg didn't care for it. He kept correcting it and making sure it started with a 5, not a 6.
Ooh, happy birthday, Gerg.
Gerg?
Yeah, it's like a... Inside.
Oh, you guys go way back. He's so cool. You got little pet names. Does Chip know that you and Gerg had a relationship?
Hill Dog. Nope. He calls him HD sometimes.
All right, roll it.
I don't make the schedule.
Yeah.
Every team beats every, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, that's
wait a minute, pause.
What does that mean?
We know you don't make the schedule. You went a little Belichick in there, but every team doesn't beat every team. Not every, you don't play like a balanced
schedule.
Yeah, like
the Jets don't beat anyone.
Well, no, but you don't play everybody.
Don't.
This is not Major League Baseball where you have a chance to play everybody in your division a bunch of times and then everybody in the American League a bunch of times. Like, it's not. Like, everybody doesn't play everybody. So, being a little disingenuous there in this answer.
It was olive branching a little bit there.
All right, roll it.
Every team beats every, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, that's mind-boggling to me in the National Football League that there be strength of schedule. You got a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money.
Time out.
Uh-oh.
Not everybody spends the same amount of money. Do the Patriots spend to the cap this year?
They still have, I believe, $50-ish million. It's a lot.
On a $270 million cap?
Well, they hadn't spent much previously, but they did spend this offseason.
Like 18% or something?
It's a sizable amount of money.
Yeah,
you know,
$50 million.
Like a Marcus Jones contract.
You can get good players for $50 million, right? A couple of them probably, right?
But the problem is now you'd have to trade for them, and then that would go against Mike Vrabel's plan of trying to build through the draft.
I don't care the details about how you get said players. He just said everybody spends to the cap. Everybody spends their money, correct?
Well, he's taking one from Mr. K.
You will be rolling over $50 million onto next year's cap, and I appreciate that and hope you eventually spend it, but that is the situation. Yes, Dan Ball.
You guys didn't draw a ton of attention to the it's mind-boggling that their strength of schedule in the NFL.
I wanted to get to that as well, because is it?
No.
Aren't
teams just inherently better or worse, and other teams are playing a combination of teams that are better than worse or others? Isn't that just kind of a natural factor of having a schedule?
Now, if he wanted to get in the weeds and make that argument about, like, everybody looks at the schedule when it comes out, and then midway through the year, it doesn't always look the same as you thought it was going to look, and teams that are supposed to be good aren't. If he wanted to do that, but there's obviously strength of schedule. There's good teams and there's bad teams. Are you playing the good teams or are you playing the bad teams? They also use that for tiebreakers. Remember when I came in a couple weeks ago and I was stunned that everybody in the playoffs in the AFC had a losing strength of victory, a sub-400 strength of victory, a three-somethings. So they were beating bad teams. Now, Andy, you could say that early in the year, I learned that from Swayman. I call myself Andy. Or Andy, early in the year, if you beat a team, you're making their winning percentage go down, right? Like, if you lost to them, their winning percentage would be higher than it is after you beat them.
That's how wins and losses work.
But the reality is, we all know there's good teams. So, the Patriots played the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Steelers. The Titans. Okay, so those teams. Mm-hmm. Is that the same as if you had opened with, say, Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, Eagles, Chiefs?
Niners.
And don't give me the Ravens record. You know the Ravens are better than their record. But, like,
we'll just say the Rams.
The Rams. Or the Seahawks.
Sure.
Would you say, it's mind-boggling, they're all the same. Titans, Seahawks, same, same. One's going to pick atop the draft. One is suddenly looking like a Super Bowl contender. Same, same. So, yeah, there was a little mind-boggling, disingenuous nature to that comment, I think. Okay, is that fair?
I think you could call him out on that. I think if Curtis had pushed back, that would have been point Curtis.
Yes, and he could have pushed back on either that or everybody spends the same amount of money, which is something Curtis usually pushes back on.
That he's been, like, harping, blowing the anti, you know, Patriots horn about.
Yeah, harping on forever.
Could harp on.
He's harped forever, and I don't necessarily question his decision to keep quiet in this one. The coach is rolling, first of all. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see the momentum with Vrabel was picking up there, and he's Mike Vrabel. He's a big dude with a little bit of ominous nature, so roll it.
You got a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. So you guys know in this league that doesn't really mean anything. I love your little smirk over there. You know, like, you come up with this question and you want to ask me about the strength of schedule.
All right, stop
message.
Right there.
Pause it.
That smirk, the smirk is 100% Curtis. Like, I could push back.
I could.
I'm swallowing it
but
for
I
the
won't.
Benefit of the interview and our relationship, coach, but I could.
But he wouldn't have last year. Is that fair to say?
No, he definitely would not have.
He would have. Now, I don't.
Last year with Mayo, but they had that great relationship with Mayo where Mayo would say something one day and then walk it back the next.
Was that a great relationship? Didn't seem great for
Mayo.
It was great for them,
content-wise. Well, so then, yes, it was great.
It made
it. Capacity.
We say this sometimes, must-listen radio. Mm-hmm. That made it must-listen. It's like, how is Gerard going to clarify what he said the previous day, or how is Gerard going to step in it so I'm informed when he has to clarify it on Wednesday
good question.
He goes to the podium? It made it must-listen radio. I also don't know, to be fair, if Gerard had been 7-2, how those would have gone.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
They still wouldn't have gone well. Even at 7-2, I don't feel like they still would have gone.
Oh, poor
well.
Gerard. Where is he now?
All right, roll it, Stiz.
I love your little smirk over there. You know, like, you come up with this question and you want to ask me about the strength of schedule and my message. My message has been the same every week.
And that's the part where I think he landed the plane best. His message has been pretty consistent. Speaking of Mayo, who did not have a consistent message.
It was what the inconsistency was the only constant. If you
Vrabel has nailed the consistency of his message, although that's where I do go back to. I think it's easier to be consistent when you're in a 6-game winning streak, right? If you are losing and there's ups and there's downs and there's this.
Because there's an organization-wide constant, winning. Like, we win. Like, we're in a good mood. We're obviously establishing a new culture, a positive culture around here based on the fundamental of winning.
Also, is this 2 weeks in a row where he's had sort of one-liners that are drop-worthy? Was it last week that he said of Scheim, quote, I didn't know we let that guy talk?
Yes, it was.
Holy Moses.
That's how you know the head coach is on a six-game winning streak. He's starting to really check off all the guys he wants to go after.
Working on his tight five every week with Greg.
He's flexing on him.
Yeah, we could be in the crosshairs at any time.
Didn't know this guy was allowed to talk.
Yeah, didn't know this guy was allowed to talk. I see your little smirk over there. He's starting to use
this the guy who loves Drake May so much he was willing to lay down his life for him because he wore a Pokemon outfit?
Yeah, that's the sprinkler offensive of sarcasm Shine. That is Mike Vrabel is going to continue to pick up steam as long as they continue. So we got to be ready. It could be coming our way anytime. Any of us, Ted? I don't think it'll be coming toward Ted because they're boys and Ted is very supportive of his former teammate, but we got to be careful with our criticisms because then all of a sudden we could get a barb from the Greg Hill Show or from.
I love your little smirk over there.
Yeah, that could be coming. 617-779-7937. Let's work in a quick phone call. Gary in Rhode Island. What's up, Gary?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. First time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Kraft, Patriot Foundation, and a group called TAPS, T-A-P-S. They support military families. My family is one of the five families that was on it yesterday during the salute to service. And Mr. Kraft and the Patriots Foundation was above and beyond. You know, Saturday we went up, gave us a tour of the stadium, got to go on the field and watch the team practice on Saturday. Afterwards, Coach Vrabel invited the families right up, and he just really honored us in a really sentimental way. All of the players came up and introduced themselves, greeted us, was so warm. Coach Vrabel spent 10, 15 minutes with my family taking pictures. Drake May did the same thing. It was absolutely incredible. Gave us souvenirs. And then on Sunday, we got to be down on the field before the game. Met Mr. Kraft. He was really respectful to us, of course. And then during the halftime, during the first break of the game, they introduced the families on the Jumbotron. The crowd was really appreciative and thankful. We got just a great ovation. The coaches got to wear buttons of our loved ones. The players had their initials on the back of their helmets. We got to watch the game. I mean, we were just blown away by the kindness and the thoughtfulness and just how much they really respected us. And I just wanted the Patriot Nation to know what a great organization that we support, and how they give back to the community, how they gave back to us. And we were just so appreciative that we were just honored the way we were for as service members, you know, families who lost service members and, you know, serving our country.
Well, Gary, I just wanted to say I hope you heard both Drake May and Mike Vrabel talk about how appreciative they were for the family sharing their stories with them, their emotions, and what they've been through. And I think they were every bit as struck by you guys as you guys were of them.
Well, thanks. I did not hear that, but I am grateful. It was just a really intimate moment that we will carry with us the rest of our lives, my family, my wife, my daughter, and a new husband. And thanks for letting me share that. And guys, have a great day.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for
thank
your call,
you, Gary.
Gary.
Thanks to your family for their service,
absolutely.
Gary.
Thank you to your family for your service and all the families that were down there. But, yeah, Mike Vrabel talked about that this morning, the emotion of Saturday and what it meant to the team to hear these families talk about their loved ones and their contributions, obviously the greatest contribution you can have to our society and the freedoms that we have. Appreciate you calling, Gary. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Patriots' final game before the trade deadline. How are we feeling heading into the trade deadline? Do you think Mike Vrabel needs to be a little bit more aggressive because his team is 7-2 and in first place and heading towards the playoffs? 97% chance. I sure do. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons at 5 o'clock. We'll have a replay of our chat with Drake May. Started out a little icy, but then we had a little fun with May or May Not. That's all up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Less than 24 hours from now, we will find out exactly the approach that Mike Vrabel, and I will say he was pretty honest this morning. He said, they usually come to me when something needs to be discussed, which is what
it's
we all thought.
It's kind of the way it works with a head coach.
Yeah, I don't know that it always works with just the head coach, but when the head coach has some yoke.
Sway.
And some growing sway, the more games he wins, whether that's Elliot Wolf and Ryan Cowan.
Elliot.
I was just going to accuse Fitzy of annoying me, and then I realized it was me annoying me with the Elliot
comment.
With the
Elliot sound?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Why did you just immediately jump to me doing it?
No reason. We'll just move on. But the trade deadline is tomorrow, 4 p.m.
You're a big voice guy.
The Eagles have already been active.
What are you talking about, Stanley?
Fitzy, your dream is dead.
Why?
Phillips.
How dead is it?
Jalen Phillips, yeah. Oh, wait, which dream? Oh, being happy in my 50s? Oh, that ended a while ago.
Yeah, no, I knew that was not going to happen for you. No. But you wanted Jalen Phillips, and he
is
now on the Eagles.
I did. I thought he would be a perfect fit. If you were going to prioritize defensive end or pass rush, Jalen Phillips would have been great. I thought it was going to be probably a fourth-round pick, and that would be something the Pats would be comfortable parting ways with, investing in a team that is ready. 97% chance to make the playoffs. Could just as well be as much a Super Bowl contender as anybody else in the National Football League. And what happens? Mr. Somehow I find a way and yet still keep my picks. Howie Roseman, GM of the Philadelphia IGGLEES Eagles, comes in, swoops in, and steals him for a third. Unreal.
So we have a couple reports of what's going on as we head toward the NFL trade deadline tomorrow. Jordan Schultz says, sources, while the Patriots are in buying mode, that's good. They're in buying mode. That's good.
Not selling. Good.
One player that, well, they've already sold, and one player they've been shopping is outside linebacker Anthony Jennings. Jennings started 30 games over the past two seasons, but hasn't started a game this year under the new defensive staff. So
you
I actually
have a lot of linebacker depth.
I think that's a good thing. If you want them to trade for an edge, to trade for an edge player, I think the fact that they've already traded Keon White and they are shopping Anthony Jennings tells me they have to have at least one edge player they are targeting.
And who's it going to be? Trey Hendrickson for a second round pick? There's zero chance they're going to give up that for a guy that's going to be a rental.
But why is it going to be that? What about Chubb, Bradley Chubb?
he's going to cost you way more than Phillips.
What about Matthew Judon?
How about no? How about no?
How about somebody we're not thinking about? I just think if they're going to trade away White and Jennings, there's got to be somebody coming
back. I hate to say this, but the way yesterday went down, remember we said if they hadn't made a trade by Friday, not in terms of dealing someone away, but rather bringing somebody into the fold, they'd end up having to wait to Monday to see how Sunday shook out week 9 in the National Football League.
Now you wait till Tuesday because the prices go down.
They're not going to go down anytime soon.
You think the Bengals are going to keep asking for a 1, or they might ask for a 2 or a 3?
Okay, dude, every team in the NFL yesterday basically lost somebody significant. You know, you want a deal for a tackle, a swing tackle? You want to get some beef depth for your playoff push and your offensive line that's given up 5 sacks a game? Sorry. Because the Chargers, who are still atop the AFC West and lost Rashawn Slater earlier in the season, Joe Alt, done for the season, had season-ending ankle surgery. That means they may well be in the market for that guy. And Jim Harbaugh loves building from the trenches out like Vrabel. He could swoop right in and grab that swing tackle from you. You have teams losing receivers, defensive linemen, like in San Francisco. God, does that defense keep getting injured. People are falling left and right in this NFL season. Prices are going to go up because other teams are going to know, oh, whoops, you're a little bit desperate.
I think some of the middling prices may go up. I think the high-end prices go down. I don't think Trey Hendrickson is getting a 1. For a rental pass rusher at 32 years old or whatever the hell he is?
He's still pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's also old. He's on the wrong side of 30. I think the price
goes
down.
He's the Alex Bregman of pass rushers.
Yeah, and you don't want him anymore because he looked old and, and broken down. Right?
That's right.
Thank you. Mark Daniels, according to a source, the Patriots have been active in preliminary trade talks surrounding veteran help. So that's two people reporting that they're active in talks about buying, about bringing in talent.
Good. They need talent. Talent.
Very the question talented. Is, where does that talent resonate? Is it third stringer, second stringer, first stringer?
How about one? How about a 1/2? Like, could start. Maybe better as a backup.
I would love a rotational pass rusher. I don't feel great about relying on.
Then who do you want?
I don't
know.
Got
a name? Got a name?
I don't really have a name. I don't really have.
How about a tackle? Get a swing tackle? Get a depth tackle out there?
I don't really have a name on those because a backup tackle. You think I know backup tackles? I would also like a running back. I'm a little concerned.
Okay, here we go. Safeties. We've talked about this like on the postgame show.
Hooker.
Imani Hooker. Minka Fitzpatrick. Tony Pollard.
Hooker. Hooker would be my choice at safety and at running back. If I can't get Derrick Henry, Achane would be my choice. I don't think you're going to get
that's
him.
A big spend.
I'm fine with that. This team has money and it has picks, and that to me might be the biggest game changer. I was watching James Cook last night with Josh Allen, and I'm like, he is a massive part of that offense. And if you gave
tremendous.
Drake May a game changer in the backfield. A
it's
game
great,
changer.
Great to throw passes to as well.
It also might change our view of Travion Henderson if he's now just sort of the backup to Achane and gets in where he fits in but can be fresh and do his thing and have confidence and kind of.
Hey, James White had to learn from Shane Vereen in 2014 before he could become his own dynamite third down
back. So give me Hooker and Achane and then find a damn
That's going to cost
rusher.
You a second and a fifth.
Okay, I'll trade a second and a fifth. Why are we hoarding picks?
I didn't say, sorry, sir, but it's going to cost more than you want. I'm just saying second and a fifth.
And also, we need to have conversations about this regime also. When did they draft Kyle Williams?
In the third.
Oh, yeah, we better save those third-round picks so we can get more Kyle Williams on this team so they can play 30-something snaps and not show up at all. 617-779-7937. How you feeling heading into the trade deadline? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for the drive. In today's drive, we will recap or replay our interview with Drake May. It started a little dicey and icy, but it landed just fine. Drake May up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.